Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
1-1. Swinging a ball hit on the ground towards the middle. Off Abrams' glove, it trickles into short center field. A base hit and a run scores. So the Rangers take a 4-1 lead. There's one out here in the bottom of the seventh, and the Rangers extend their advantage to 4-1.
And happy birthday to my guy, the Sandman, Jared Sandler.
Oh!
How old, Peyton, do you think Jared Sandler is?
Man, he's been around for a long time. you know what? I will go 35.
What do you think?
All right, so I know when he was 20 because that's when he got arrested.
Whoa!
I'm sorry, Jared, I didn't.
And you left him in there.
I left him in the jail.
San Antonio, Peyton.
San Antonio. You don't know the story?
I don't think so. I never heard it.
I think you've RJ's told it since you've been on with us, I feel like.
Cliff Notes is went to Coyote Ugly. Jerry was there. And that was Jared tried to pass a fake ID. And he called me.
Was he freaking out as much as I think he would?
He was, yes, but
I don't feel pressure.
He was also trying to play it cool out there. He did a good job trying to play it cool.
Yeah.
I was his phone call. Oh. And this is like 2 a.m. and I was pretty drunk and I was like, I'm not driving there, man. And at long story short, like Mark Friedman, Frito was our producer at the time and.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. He had told Jared that I was Jewish. Trying to play a joke on Jared, I guess. So Jared called me thinking, come on, man, help out a tribe member here. And I was like, man, this is a really bad time for me to let you in on this secret, but I am not Jewish.
Oh, did you tell him that?
I told him that while I was on the phone with him.
Wow.
I felt really bad. But I don't know how he got out the next day. I slept like a baby.
Was he bitter?
I think so. I think that's why he did the Legends job for me. So just finally got me back. But so I'm going to guess that was 08, I think. So I'm going to guess that's 36 years old.
Peyton is dead on at 35.
Okay.
35 for the Sandman. Happy birthday to my boy, Jared Sandler. Rangers with the 7-1 win over the Washington Nationals, who are right there around 500, just like we are. But the Rangers have won 3 of their last 4, and they're being graded.
They're being graded. These are the grades across Major League Baseball. The April grades, as today is May. It's a little Justin Timberlake for you.
Oh.
The A grades. Let's see. Did the Rangers get an A grade this year?
No.
The A grades this year are Cleveland, Milwaukee, Kansas City. The A-minus grades are Baltimore, the New York Yankees.
You said Baltimore with a D, like they would.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to say, you know.
Baltimore.
Let's see the B grades. The Rangers get a B grade.
Do they do B minuses and C they pluses?
Do. Yep, they All do right. B plus, B
okay,
minuses.
Well, then they did not get a B plus.
Okay.
And I'm going to guess they did not get a B.
All right. The B plus is Chicago Cubs. Atlanta gets a B. Philadelphia gets a B. Dodgers get a B. Let's go to the B minuses.
I'm going to guess C plus.
Okay. The Reds are a B minus. Detroit is a B minus. Let's go to C plus.
Yeah. This is from who?
ESPN.
All right.
Seattle gets a C plus.
They're leading the division by one.
They are. The Red Sox get a C plus. The Nationals get a C plus.
Oh, we got to be around here. Got to be around here.
Let's go to the C's.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm dumbfounded.
The Mets get a C. The Pirates get a C. The Twins get a C.
Come on.
Let's go to the C minuses.
Wow, man.
The Padres get a C. The Giants get a C. The Athletics get a C. And the Texas Rangers get a C.
Hey!
C minus. I'm sorry,
that's
C minus.
Garbage.
C minus.
C minus?
They all got C minuses.
All right.
Here's the write-up. Everyone knew the first half might not be smooth as they wait for Scherzer, DeGrom, and Taylor Mallee to get healthy and return to the rotation. But the rotation hasn't been the reason for the so-so start while ranking in the middle of the pack in the majors. The offense hasn't reached the level of last year's dominant force. Seager sitting on two home runs. Boy, he's batting 236. That's what he's struggling.
They were talking about him trying to break out last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Right, maybe that can be the hit. Maybe that can be it.
Listen, he's got it in him. We know that. It'll get there eventually. That's the hope.
Need different mirrors out there.
Seager sitting on two home runs. Wyatt Langford still looking for his first over-the-fence home run. And Josh Young is injured. That's three major key, you know, pieces in that cog of the lineup. They failed to take advantage of the soft spot in their schedule. They went 3-4 against the Astros and losing a series to the A's. It is a tough start. I mean, it is a tough start for them. I don't think there's any way to look about it.
Peyton, you've been the best Rangers prognosticator over the last year and a half. What grade would you give their first month?
I mean, I would go. I'd go B minus still.
B minus.
I'd still with the injuries. I mean, I think that has to factor in. The pitching has been. I mean, the bullpen has been amazing from what it was last year at this time. I mean,
the bullpen, you get a B plus, A minus.
Yeah, it was just your best thing so far. The rotation has been pretty good. Evaldi's picked it up. John Gray really good. I mean, with the injuries.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, the offense is kind of sluggish right now. It's not. It's kind of stagnant. So I'd go B minus overall for the first month.
Where do you think they are in team batting average throughout the league? Not American League, all of baseball.
Can you give me their batting average?
I want you to guess that, it.
I'd go bottom that. Half.
What do you think the team batting average is?
I'll say it's 242.
It's 250. So pretty close.
I would guess that's pretty high across the sport.
It's 9.
Wow. Yeah.
That's 9 like, throughout baseball.
Yeah, league average is generally in the low 240s.
It feels like they would be lower than 9th. And they have the 3rd best average in the American League.
Wow.
The Houston Astros lead Major League Baseball in team batting average, y'all. 265. They lead the American League. The Orioles are 254. The Rangers are 250. The Red Sox are 250. The Yankees are 249. 265 batting average leads the AL in Houston.
Wow.
The Dodgers are 271 leading the NL.
Wow.
Look at that jump.
That's a big jump. That's a big
jump. The Braves
jump.
Are 269. The Brewers are 257. There is a 6-point jump.
Yeah, and if I'm listening right, most of those teams
you're not speaking right.
No, most of those teams are pretty good. Maybe batting average is back. Maybe batting average is back, and it's not just about power because there's no home runs being hit. That's for dang sure.
So that's the Rangers being graded. What would y'all give them on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line? What overall grade would you give?
I would give them a C.
Yeah,
I'll give them a C grade. I mean, they haven't been great. They've been steady. They've been consistently inconsistent. And I think the goal is just stay in striking distance. Wait for the cavalry. Like, wait for Max, maybe DeGrom, Malley. Wait for a trade deadline acquisition. Wait for Josh Jung to get back. Wait for Seager to get health hot. Wait for Wyatt Langford to hit his stride. They're in the mix, and they've gotten nothing from Corey Seager. And they've gotten nothing from Max Scherzer, and they got nothing from Jake DeGrom, and Josh Young's been hurt, and Wyatt Langford hasn't taken off, and they're still right there in the mix. I don't see this as a bad thing.
Tolo's weighing in on the fan text. 214 B minus for the Rangers, 940 C minus, and then you get a couple B pluses here from the 817.
All right, what's up with Parlay? What are you doing with
Parlay Ohtani?
Yeah.
Man, this is we're getting into money laundering here. A series of $500,000 payments. This is from Tisha Thompson of ESPN. That Ipe Mizuhara, his translator, sent from Shohei's bank account to an illegal bookmaking operation were forwarded to casinos, which is what we had said. We had said that there's a casino in Las Vegas that is under investigation along with this. It's called Resorts World Casino. Now, Resorts World Casino is losing money every single day. They're hemorrhaging money over there. It's a brand new casino, and it's hemorrhaging money. Well, what happened is that the payments of $500,000 went to the Resorts World Casino. Resorts World converted that money into playing chips and gave it to the bookie, Matthew Boyer. That money is now laundered. It is clean money.
Oh.
Okay, that's how you get it. You got to have a courier. You got to have a middleman and a courier, right? If you've seen Lethal Weapon 2, you know this. So that's how they launder the money. He paid the casino. The casino paid the bookie in gaming chips. The bookie would then gamble that money. And if he wins, he wins. If he loses, he loses. He wound up losing over $7 million from June of 22 to October of 23 at the casino. And then his home was raided by federal agents. But we are talking about a situation where Shohei had all his money go from his account to Resorts World. Payments of $500,000, upwards of $16 million. So 32 different transactions of $500,000. We're supposed to believe he knew none of this? He never noticed a $500,000 account transfer going to Resorts World Casino every week? He didn't know? For 32 weeks? His wife? He's got a wife now. Now, apparently nobody knew about this. He's got a wife now. She didn't look at it and say, "Hun, you gambling a lot? Like, what are we doing here? What's going on? You these hookers? What's happened?"
The feds cleared him. Okay.
Yeah, the feds can clear him all they want.
Why would the feds clear? Are they Dodgers fans? Is this like the New York Giants Zeke investigation out to get him? And again, the sum of money. I'll defend my guy. To tick Bobby off even more. Maybe, you know, you just don't notice that amount of money when you have that bank account.
He's a baseball player. He's not a Saudi prince. Okay?
He was making less than $1 million a year for a little bit of this time. Okay, yeah, he makes a lot of money. It's still $16 million. You notice that after a while.
What do you believe? What do you believe is the truth right now?
I believe that absolutely, the feds cannot tie anything to Shohei if the translator is literally taking all the shots.
Yeah.
If the translator gets 30 years,
they could still tie things like with communication, text messages.
They're not.
I know they said they went through his messages.
They went through his phone, and this is smart. You would never do that. If I were,
what does Shohei get out of it? Hooking up his buddy, or do you believe?
I don't think Shohei's gambling. Yeah, I don't think Shohei was ever placing bets.
Right.
I think absolutely the guy was placing bets behind the scenes. I think Shohei was just helping him out.
Yeah.
The idea that Shohei didn't know anything, like, I'm not buying that. I completely believe.
That he didn't bet.
That he had no betting. That he did not bet. I completely believe that.
He was facilitating the guy's habit.
Doing him a solid. So I don't think Shohei should have anything done to him. I don't think there's anything wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if the guy gets 30 years, then maybe Shohei knew nothing. If the guy gets a couple years and Shohei's just paying him off in the end, then whatever.
What is it like to go to barbecue school? Doesn't that sound like a dream? And let's bring back bologna. We'll do it with a Meat Church Hump Day.
Show me your meat.
Day. With my boy Matt Pittman, brought to you by Mr. Electric. Matt Pittman joins us live next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.